Head's in a mess and I'm stressed, but I guess it's a test in the quest for happiness and the rest of that mess. So I best just acquiesce, even though I've grown tired of you. And that ain't meant to sound spiteful, I just try to be insightful when I write all my emotions. And the knife, all the stuff I try to fight will just come out. And the sad fact is, I'm so tired of you. Love, it's a weird thing, ain't it? There's no way to explain it, but I swear as well as pain, there should be joy that we sustain the same level of mundane, and it's numbing me through. I often wonder if I'd miss you, and still have the urge to kiss you, if an issue was to hit through to this heart that now feels issue, and said issue was too big to just ignore, and I walked out on you. The chances are I'd fall apart, suffer seizures of the heart, as my chest begins to smart, the very second I depart, I want to go back to the start, but then again, maybe I'd just feel new. Maybe I'd get my life on track and start to focus my attack on all the things my life just lacks, and start to claw my passion back instead of living like a hack. Half committed, half relaxed, I'd have nothing to lose.
There's a weight holding me today, something I have to say. Love you too much to leave, feel like you enough to stay. There's a weight holding me today, something I have to say. Something I have to say.
I guess lately I've had too much time to think, and yeah, way too much to drink. When paper meets the ink, overthinking is the chink in my armor. But that's just what I do. And I've always been that way, forever questioning each day. And every play that's made that made me when I lay my busy mind will make me pay by finding problems and reasons that might not even be true. See, we got together so young, before every rose had begun. But flowers don't grow up as one, each finds its own route to the sun. And that's exactly what we've done. We've grown up separately too, but for a few years now it's been a problem, and these realizations